spotlight on Pope Benedict's words to the representatives of ecclesial movements during his recent pastoral journey to Poland. As I just mentioned, I'd like to shine the spotlight for a moment on Pope Benedict's words on Friday, 26th of May, in Częstochowa's Marian Shrine of Jasna Góra. Words he addressed to a specific group of people in Polish.
Kochani przedstawiciele kościelnych ruchów, którzy wożnicie moc Ewangelii do waszych rodzin, zakładów pracy, uczelni w świat, mediów i kultury w waszej parafie.
Well, I don't know what your Polish is like, but mine isn't great, so I'll translate that for you. Pope Benedict is saying there, dear representatives of ecclesial movements who bring the power of the gospel to your families, to your workplaces, to universities, to the world of media and culture, to your parishes.
The vitality of your communities is a sign of the Holy Spirit's active presence. It is from the faith of the Church and from the richness of the fruits of the Holy Spirit that your mission has been born. My prayer is that you will grow ever more numerous so as to serve the cause of the Kingdom of God in today's world. Believe in the grace of God which accompanies you and bring it into the living fabric of the Church, especially in places the priest or religious cannot reach. The movements you belong to are many. You are nourished by different schools of spirituality recognized by the Church. Draw upon the wisdom of the saints. Have recourse to the heritage they have left us. Form your minds and your hearts in the works of the great masters and witnesses of the faith, knowing that the schools of spirituality must not be a treasure locked up in monastic libraries. The gospel wisdom, contained in the writings of the great saints and attested to in their lives, must be brought in a mature way, not childishly or aggressively, to the world of culture and work, to the world of the media and politics, to the world of family and social life. The authenticity of your faith and mission, which does not draw attention to itself, but truly radiates faith and love, can be tested by measuring it against Mary's faith. Mirror yourselves in her heart. Remain in her school. When the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, went out to the whole world proclaiming the gospel, one of them, John, the apostle of love, took Mary into his home. It was precisely because of his profound bond with Jesus and with Mary that he could so effectively insist on the truth that God is love. These were the words that I placed at the beginning of the first encyclical of my pontificate. This is the most important, most central truth about God. To all for whom it is difficult to believe in God, I say again today, God is love.
Bądźcie i wy, drodzy przyjaciele, świadkami tej prawdy. Będziecie nimi skuteczni, jeśli będziecie
You've been listening there to Pope Benedict's message to the representatives of ecclesial movements in the Marian Shrine of Jasna Góra during his recent pastoral journey to Poland, suggesting that they place themselves in the school of Mary Beside her, he said, you will experience for yourselves that God is love, and you will transmit this message to the world with the richness and the variety that the Holy Spirit will know how to enkindle. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.